Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter began to speak to the Gentiles. I truly understand that God has no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God appointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and of the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ, the first fruits. Then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father. After he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and he believed. For as yet they did not understand the scriptures that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord. I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Holy Spirit of God, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for thee. Amen. Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah indeed. What a beautiful place to worship on Easter. Kudos to the Flower Guild and the Altar Guild and all the other guilds that made this possible. Kudos to your clergy and especially to your dean. And to your choir, choir master, and organist. All of these combine to put the Alleluia into the day, don't they? Isn't it wonderful? I want to tell you about yesterday morning. I got up yesterday morning and my mind and my heart were both focused on one task that lay before me. I needed to write a sermon for you today. I already had a draft, partly in my head, partly on paper, but I was going to sit and write it out so that I could preach to you this morning. I'm one of those old school preachers who believes that for every minute in the pulpit, you need to prepare for an hour. And so I was setting out to, find 30 hours yesterday to prepare. No. I was looking forward to 5 or 6 at least. But before my sermon writing day began, my day had to first begin by spending some time with my chaplain and spiritual director, Nejma, my German shepherd. We had a short walk. I fed her. I scratched her. And the dog owners among you will identify with that. And then I had my prayers, a quick bit of Bible study. And then I began my daily journey, albeit a quick one, through the Jacksonville Times Union, a very swift journey indeed, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. I'm one of those who follows the advice of one wise individual from years ago who said, always read the Bible and the daily paper first thing every morning so you'll know what both sides are saying. So, then it happened. There on the front page of the Saturday Wall Street Journal review section, and illustrated by a painting of the risen Lord by the Spanish artist Bartolomé Esteban Murillo, was an article entitled The Challenge of Easter. It was written by a Jesuit scholar, James Martin, who's the editor of their magazine, America. And the article began with this question. Why has Easter resisted the commercialism of Christmas? And the answer quickly followed. Because whether you're a believer or not, there is no way that you can ignore the radical claim of the resurrection. I was hooked by those opening words, and the deeper I got into what Father Martin had written, the more convinced I became that I was reading a gospel message and that it might well be worth my time to share, at least in outline, some of that with you today. Now begin by thinking for a moment about the contrast in the ways that we handle the Easter season and observance of Easter as contrasted with the way we handle Christmas. Father Martin points out that for most of us, Christmas has been swallowed up by, as he put it, commercialization, commodification, and general crassification. The season of Christmas has become a commercial complex grown up around the holiday. How have Easter and its observance not fallen prey to the same pressures, stresses, and attendant emotional issues? Well, mainly, Father Martin says, and I agree with him, because of its subversive religious message. Christ is risen. Jesus of Nazareth, the man whose followers claimed that he healed the sick, calmed the storm, the one who ate with sinners and publicans, and who made the poor and the outcast the very center of his ministry, was crucified under the orders of a local Roman governor. He died an agonizing death, and then, as his followers, you and me included, believe, after 3 days in the tomb, he was raised from the dead. If you don't believe in the resurrection now, if you don't believe in it, you can go on living your life admiring Jesus the man, the healer, the teacher. He said a lot of really neat things about forgiveness and praying for your enemies and helping the sick and the poor. He can be for you a great man and a great teacher. He can be your first century Palestinian version of Gandhi. But once you become convinced that he rose from the dead, once you become convinced he actually rose from the dead, everything changes. All bets are off. From that moment, you cannot set aside or pick and choose between his teachings. You cannot ignore any facet of his ministry. And for you, once you've accepted that he rose from the dead, a birth, a baptism, a death, a funeral, a marriage will never be the same again. In short, once you accept the resurrection, nothing, no relationship, no day of work or moment of play will ever be untouched by that fact. Father Martin pointed out in his piece how relatively non-threatening Christmas can be. Jesus in the manger, sweet descriptions of Mother Mary and Joseph and shepherds and angels. Christmas, that tableau, that scene of the nativity, can be and often is accepted simply as a charming story which can be appreciated even by non-believers. The birth of a holy man and a great teacher, especially palatable when we set aside inconvenient facts such as the miracle of the virgin birth. But Easter is, to quote Father Martin, appalling and astonishing. Appalling and astonishing. The craven betrayal of Jesus by one of his closest followers, the triple denial of him by his best friend, the gruesome crucifixion and the brutal end to his earthly life. And then, but then, the stunning turnaround on the third day. Easter is not easy to tame. Harder to wrap one's spiritual head and heart around. Anyone can be born, not everyone can rise from the dead. The message of Easter, to put it plainly, is at once easy to understand, radical, subversive, and life-changing. Easter means that nothing is impossible with God. Moreover, it means that life triumphs over death, that love triumphs over hatred, that hope triumphs over despair, and it means that suffering is not the last word. Well, I thank Father Martin for having inspired part of what I've said to you this morning. I plan to write him a note tomorrow and personally tell him how grateful I am for the Easter gift he's given me. I hope you will find his article from yesterday's Wall Street Journal and read it in its entirety. It will be worth your time. As a coda, as a final pastoral word concerning the meaning of Easter, I add this message to each of you, to each of you, my beloved brothers and sisters. It is my prayer for each of you and for those whom you love that on this Easter day you might, as those earliest apostles did, walk through the door of the tomb. Walk through the door of the tomb and you'll find that it's empty. And it's my prayer too that after you have visited the empty tomb, after you've walked through its door, that you will walk back out of that empty tomb with a transformed heart and a transformed life. And that having made the subversive message of Easter your own, possessing it, treasuring it, holding it, that your life and that of all whom you love might be forever changed, deepened, enriched, and made far, far more wondrous and surprising than you ever could have hoped or imagined. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten from the Father,
God from God,
light from light,
true God from true God,
begotten, not made,
of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation,
he came down from heaven.
By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He has ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we give you thanks for the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for showing us the path to eternal life. Risen Christ, we ask your blessing on all those who have died, that they may know the joy of resurrection life. We remember especially Stephen Bradford Hanoi and Kermit Waiske. I invite you to speak the names of those who have died. Risen Christ, we pray for all who are ill, lonely, or suffering in any way. May they find the peace that passes all understanding. I invite you to speak the names of those who need our prayers. Risen Christ, we pray for all victims of violence, especially those in our own community, as well as those Christians who are being persecuted around the world, that they and their families may find peace and strength. Risen Christ, we pray for all those who serve in the military, for their family and friends, that they may be held in the palm of your hand. Risen Christ, we pray for the peace throughout the world, especially in the Middle East, Nigeria, and Belgium, that there may be understanding among races and peoples. Risen Christ, we pray for the good use of our natural resources, that they may be led to nurture and maintain this planet. Risen Christ, we pray for the city of Jacksonville. Help us care for this city. Bless our government and our schools. Help us to serve you here in the heart of downtown. Risen Christ, we pray for this cathedral and all those who walk through these doors, that they may be led to glorify you in all things. We give thanks for the blessings of this life. Risen Christ,
gracious and loving God, our Heavenly Father, you have called us in this diocese to a goodly community of faith. You have called us also to bring others to know and love you, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. because it is only by your mercy that we can do those good things you require of us. We pray that you would give us a special measure of your grace as we seek to be obedient to your great commission. Assist us, O Lord, and help us as we set out to do those things you would have us to do, to bring others to the knowledge and love of you. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever.
Amen.
My beloved brothers and sisters, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
And welcome, Bishop. We're so glad to have you with us today. We want to invite you all to come forward to the altar rail. If you are a baptized Christian, you can receive the bread and wine. Just hold out your hands for the bread, and you can guide the cup to your lips or dip the wafer in the cup. If you are from another religious tradition or not sure what you believe, do come forward and cross your arms, and one of the priests or the bishop will bless you, and that can't hurt you, right? So we want you to come all forward. Be part of the worship with us. Following this service, we want you also to do an act of goodwill. We have beautiful Easter lilies. Many of them have not bloomed yet this year, but they will bloom during the week. So if you know someone who would appreciate an Easter lily, maybe someone in a nursing home, someone who couldn't come to church, please take one with you and bring them out into Jacksonville, where they may bring beauty to many more people, all right? Can you do that after service? Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with John and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be of glory, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.